Guys, ready?
What?
Getting ready for Seattle. How was the work today?
It was good. Good, solid day. It's short turnaround. But I thought the guys came out with pretty solid focus.
Where are you, just mindset-wise and mentally, the way the cuts are these days as far as how many people to keep now at different positions as opposed to next week?
Well, we made the choices we felt were best for the team. You know, obviously we've got a game in 2 days, and then we open the season, you know, shortly thereafter. So we know we have to get down to the final 53, and you know, we'll do that when it's time, and we'll continue to evaluate the remaining roster spots until then.
Jack, fourth preseason game. Normally don't see the starters play a lot. In Austin Howard's case, he's already, I think, he's played more snaps on the team than anybody this preseason. Given the fact that he's got to get comfortable in that starting role, are you inclined to play him more than you might normally, you know, under normal circumstances, because he's got to get more comfortable in that position, or will he get the same work as the rest of the starters?
Yeah, he's been getting time in the position, so it's not a matter of getting time. I think he played maybe more than he would have the other night.
Right.
But I think we'll make decisions on who's going to play and how much they're going to play, you know, as we get closer to the game.
Will the offensive struggles in the last game affect your decision-making at all as far as those guys playing Thursday?
No, nothing that's that occurred prior to now is going to change, whether it's been good or bad. We feel like the team is prepared well for the season, and we'll finish our preparation leading up to, you know, our home opener. But prior to that, we've got some work to do, and, you know, we'll do the best we can with the guys we have.
Can you talk about letting Kenbrell Tompkins go and that choice?
Yeah, anybody that's here we felt was, you know, a good fit for us, and anybody that's not here, we just felt like it was time to move on. We appreciated all the hard work. You know, Kenbrell was a good young man, worked hard. You know, all the guys that were here, they worked hard. Good people, wish them well. And, you know, we moved on with the guys that we think deserve to be here.
Coaches always say that when it comes cut down day, if they have a lot of hard decisions to make, that's a good problem to have. Do you envision a lot of tough decisions to make after the Seattle game?
Well, you know, it's not a good time of year. I don't know that it's so much about deciding between players as much as having to tell somebody that's worked so hard and given you everything they have that they're not going to be a part of your effort. So, you know, I have a great deal of respect for the young men and the sacrifices they've made and being a part of the team while they're here. And, you know, it's just part of the business that we have to, you know, get down to a number that we all get down to. And so this time of year, there's some, you know, some uncomfortable situations come up. Certainly you feel for the young men that very much want to be a part of this organization and can't. But we wish them well.
You have some guys that can still jump up and win jobs in this Seattle game?
Yeah, we've got some still some decisions to make, so we'll finish the evaluation, you know, in time to make those decisions when we need to.
Have you decided if you're going to keep two or three quarterbacks in, or not yet?
No, we haven't made that decision.
What are your thoughts on Michael Dyer and his guys that's coming in?
I've said all along Michael's had a good camp, done a good job competing. You know, we'll see how things shake out.
Has the injury to Andre Holmes changed the dynamic with the wide receiver group? Because that was definitely an area of upgrade.
It's probably given, you know, more guys, other guys, more looks. So, you know, anytime somebody else has something unfortunate happen, that typically paves the way for an opportunity that may not have been as big. And so, you know, we've had the opportunity to play, you know, guys throughout the roster at that position.
We know he's on IR, obviously, but any update on how Menelik's doing in surgery schedule or anything like that?
I don't have any updates on that right now.
You're able to get Jermaine Zalawale back today?
Yeah.
And how do you look out there?
He looked good. It was good to see him back. You know, hope to be able to get him some action Thursday night.
When you came in, was Danico Autry on your radar at all, or was he kind of been a surprise so far throughout camping in the preseason?
Danico was not a surprise. He was a guy that, when we came into camp, it was hopeful that he would compete and do the things that he's been able to do. You know, he flashed occasionally on tape from last year, and you know, he's a big athletic guy and he's got a great work ethic. So, you know, he's a young man that's really worked hard and embraced all the different challenges that we've thrown at him, and he's done a nice job so far.
I believe Sio only played on special teams last week. Will you get him in on defense this week?
It's possible we'll get him in, yeah.
Has he fallen that far down, Jack? Has he dropped that far down where he's not taking reps with the defense at all?
Yeah, I'm not sure that, you know, I would try and describe it any other way than, you know, we're playing the guys that we need to get a look at, and we'll continue to, you know, finish our evaluation here through the last week.
All right, guys. Thank you.